Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was born in a small town, and I live in a small town.
It's Heartman Rock and Roll bringing us back. John, Mary, Melody. Sometimes called John Cougar. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Aki Chankute is our guest, our good friend, 15-year member of our Brain Trust, author of Built on Trust, and our trust expert in the Brain Trust, the original. John, thanks again. Aki, thanks again for being here. Here's something that you may not know, but over the years, I've spent a lot of time on my show talking about international trade, doing business overseas. Uh-huh. I've done a fair amount of programming on the different ethical regimes, the ethical expectations mm-hmm. of the different cultures.
Yes.
The Middle East is different from us. The Middle East is different from the Asian, from the Asian cultures, the Asian ethical ideas. The West, not just America, but the West, we have a different kind of expectation when it comes to values, when it comes to culture, when it comes to trust.
Yes.
And as we do business around the world, and more, Aki, small businesses are going to be doing business around the world.
Yes.
And before you and I are, you know, shuffle off this mortal coil, it'll be commonplace for small businesses to do business around the world,
yes.
even more than now. And so, this understanding trust, understand the expectation of trust between cultures is critical, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And for instance, particularly closure is a sensitive subject. You know, in the United States, even, you know, in our Western culture, there's sensitivity about it. You don't want to get intrusive about it. You know, well, when are you going to get this done? You know. That feels intrusive. So one of the things you want that is true across all the cultures is it has to be asked for with great respect. Now, as you say, there's quite a difference. One of the differences in culture that I see, and of course I work globally also, is the sensitivity to humiliation.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that all Western people have to keep in mind that there is a great deal of sensitivity in some cultures.
Way more than ours.
Feeling disrespected.
Mm-hmm.
So what you want to do to counter that is, instead of memorizing what every culture is like, remember this. Everybody will respond to being asked, are you willing? May I ask, is it okay?
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay to breach the subject of time?
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk a little bit about steps along the way?
Mm-hmm.
Would it be all right if you helped me by discussing that kind of thing?
That's a good way to say something like that. I'm interested in talking about this. Will you help me bring that topic up or something like that?
So like they're helping you solve a problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you're anticipating that they're going to be a problem. They're helping you to solve a problem that you have, which is you'd like to discuss the timing and the benchmarks or whatever it is, you know, and so forth. And you want to bring this up slowly and carefully. Even Europe is different from us.
Right.
I always say, well, the first deadline is the first apology. But if you don't have that deadline, you don't get that benchmark,
right.
You don't get that apology, you don't get that restart, you know. So you have to keep that in mind. So humiliation, people are very, very sensitive. We are too, but less.
Not nearly as much.
We don't show it yet.
We're not as sensitive in business as a lot of other cultures are.
That's right. So you've got to remember, and you know, long memories. So you have to remember, respect is willingness. It's elicitation of willingness, because people have a choice. They don't need to listen to you. They have to pretend, but they don't need to really listen. So remember that. Willingness. Is it okay? May I? What do you think about that kind of thing is very, very important, really, across every culture.
Another thing, Archie, is is we expect other people to behave. One of the reasons why Americans are called the ugly Americans is because we expect other people to behave as we behave and as we think they should behave. Even if we're over there in their part of the world. That's an indictment of us that's often justified. And whatever you can do to eliminate that, will help you. But there's one thing when I was working in the Middle East, one thing I found is that if I told one of my Arab friends that if we decided we were going to meet in Saturday, if I said, okay, I'll meet you on Saturday, and they said, okay, I'll meet you on Saturday, well, I had to go one step further and say, okay, now, which Saturday? Because see, I say Saturday, they might think it's Saturday too, this coming Saturday too, but they might decide to show up the next Saturday.
Okay, so that's very important.
So trust means you got to nail people down sometimes.
Well, that's right. That's right. So that you don't get disappointed by ambiguity.
Right.
You know that could have been prevented. And the other thing is, be a learner. LEARNER. Be a learner. In other words, people wonder, you know, why is it if I stumble through somebody else's language, why do they always want to help me? And I think they always want to help you because you're trying to do it their way.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to learn something their way. And that's what you want to do. You want to be a learner, learn the culture. You help me. I'm trying to understand, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And that kind of thing.
It's amazing very, very how much mileage you'll get with other cultures if you try to learn their culture.
Yes.
And what they expect from you. Hold on to that thought. Right back with our good friend, Archie Chankute. The book is called Built on Trust. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.